Good morning, Golden Gifts.
Good morning. It's Garrett with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Oh, hi, Garrett. How are you doing?
I'm always fantastic. Happy almost July 4th.
And same to you. Would you like to speak to Dave?
If I can, it'd be great.
Here, let me grab him for you.
Thank you.
Are you shopping for the perfect gift for that special someone? Golden Gifts offers several brands, including Pandora, Alex and Ani, Levion, and many more. We are engagement specialists and so much more. Our competent staff can help you select the perfect piece that fits your style and your needs. So come visit us soon and see why Golden Gifts has been in business for the past 38 years. We look forward to helping you find the perfect gift for yourself or someone special. Are you shopping for the perfect gift for that special someone? Golden Gifts offers several brands, including...
Hello?
Hey, Dave, it's Garrett.
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. I didn't get back in touch with you yesterday. Sorry, I didn't call.
Sorry.
I knew you were busy.
We got busy, then we lost power.
Uh-oh. Did you have weather, or was it just...
The heat. It's so hot here in our area. Everybody's cranking up the air conditioning. So it's like a blackout. This explodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
When it used to get like almost 100, sometimes we would lose power for 2-3 days. Literally.
Which is even worse.
Down for 2-3 days.
Which is even worse. That's even more dangerous. You know, it's like you go from like everyone trying to stay cool to now no one can stay cool.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well.
Exactly.
And you're back up, and we're getting obviously the wave. It's only going to be it's going to be shy of 100 degrees, but.
Oh yeah, today's going to be 98, and the next I think 3 days is 100 each day.
Oh my gosh,
just insane.
Now do you see that translating into like less traffic or? I mean, I wouldn't want to go outside, but.
Yeah. Yes, but yesterday we were busy.
Okay.
Well, it's going to be a quiet week this week and next week because a lot of people are out of town.
So they go up north, right?
Everybody goes to northern Michigan.
Yeah, I've got a few friends that are headed that way. There's
It's magnificent. Pretty up there, and it's about 20 degrees cooler there right now, too.
So even better. Get out of the blackout, go up to something that's,
goodness. 3/4 of the way up, it's about 100. And after that, it's as you approach...
Which is nice.
Top half of the lower peninsula, it starts to cool down. So it's around 80, 85 up there right now, which
beautiful.
Is still nice.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Warm, but beautiful.
Yeah.
Take that over 100.
But it's going to be a scorcher this week, too, and this weekend, too. It's going to be in the 90s every day. And we're closed Saturday and Sunday, so we'll have 2 days. Are you guys open on Friday or Monday?
Oh, yes, we are. If FedEx ships, we are here. So,
yeah.
I think we're like one of the few. It is a contentious topic. This is a tough week, but it's been busy. Yesterday was a really busy day for me, which I was shocked. Looking historically, I only do a few shipments this week on a Monday or each day, but I sent out like 20 packages on Monday.
Wow.
Bigger stuff, you know, just all natural. We had a meeting with the CEO today, and I guess Signet. Reported that they've transitioned 75% of their sales from lab to natural.
Wow.
You know, and they're a big company, so if that says anything about, like, a trend that's coming. And, you know, I think he didn't say it specifically. I think it's to help fill that vacuum that De Beers has created by, you know, they used to be the pilot to kind of push everyone towards natural. Well, they had a meeting. And my CEO and 14 others in Vegas at JCK formed a group called One of One. And I think you'll start seeing it more, and it's going to push natural. They're going to try and we'll see. It's all an effort. I mean, they obviously sense a vacuum when they say, hey, listen, if we want to promote this message and this product, someone's got to step up and do it. And
the
beer's a big family, so it's going to take a big family to
Well, you know, they got greedy
eight, 9 years ago,
De Beers.
Very much so.
Driving up the price of a carrot stone from $4,000 to $6,000 in
insane.
Year and a half for what?
Yep, for...
And it backfired on them.
100%. You compare that next to
LabGrow. They're worth, what, $4 billion less than they were 2 years ago or 3 years ago?
Big drop. Big drop.
Dude.
You
not
know.
A game.
Right, right. And, well, they treated it like one, you know?
Yeah.
And there's something I learned in history courses is you're never too big to fail. And,
right.
And that's, like, just a constant reminder to be humble, appreciate what you got, and just be fair. And, like, you do all that. Just try your best, right? Not to,
yep.
You know, I'm not going to be everyone's everything, but I'm going to try my best and take care of my partner. So it is what it is. But
yeah.
Gouging like that will catch up to you. And
it did catch up to him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And it was the perfect storm.
Yep.
So a couple of things.
Yeah.
So I was going through, like, the yellow, that big canary, that big yellow lab.
Yes.
I was going to report it sold. And that day I was going to call you and report it sold, but you guys already built it. So what's happening, I've got a bunch of stones here that over 3 characters, like Radiant, this, a few of them I have to go through, and they've all been built.
Let me know which ones they are.
Yeah. So
let me
like
know.
The
write,
yellow one,
write them out. Yeah, but the yellow one's sold. But write them out.
It is
me.
Sold.
I want to know
so
how many are we
sold?
Talking?
I don't know. I'm going to go through it right now. It's like
okay.
I know, like you said, like two and a half and under has to be built. I get that.
Yeah, yeah.
But like the 3+, I have a bunch of them that, and I've actually paid for some of them too, which I'll eventually sell some of them. But I just
let me know though. Let me know which ones they are. Because going forward,
why
you're not
going to
want
that.
More. Yeah, well, I can have a conversation. I actually just got done saying this to another client of mine. I was like, we're only 2 floors apart. I hope to have you here someday. But our admin,
we're only what?
2 floors apart, right? So our sales floor is on 2. And sometimes 2 floors above us feels like we're talking to the moon.
I get it.
We've had some transitions too. But that's not an excuse. Tell me what they are. Let me know.
Okay.
Right.
It's not down there. We'll figure it out. I'm not.
Yeah. We're not. Yeah.
Yeah, and that yellow stone was freaking gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah? Go ahead. What are they putting it in?
We're going to make her a ring with 2 3-quarter carat lab pear-shaped diamonds on each side.
Oh, wow.
And then run, like, maybe 4 or 5 round labs, like 5-pointers, just below the point of the pear.
Okay.
And what we do is when my brother makes them, he tucks the pear, like, underneath the center stone, so it's not all prong. So he just tucks them right underneath, so when you look down, it's like a mirror.
Oh, wow.
You don't see those prongs.
Yeah.
And gapping between the 2 stones.
So it's just all diamonds.
Tucks them underneath it, and it comes out gorgeous.
Oh, wow. Well, well, send me a photo of it. If you think of it,
I will.
Send me a photo. And I still haven't heard from your son-in-law. Have him give me a buzz or just shoot me a text.
Oh, yes. You know, I forgot. Damn it.
Don't worry about it. This is not priority. Watches are a hobby. They're not business.
Yeah. So
they're his
the
business.
Watches that you guys do with, you guys don't deal with, like, vendors.
I do. But, like I've got a few people in the industry that I can work with. There's a few manufacturers that I can work with, too.
I got you.
But, like... by and large, no. It's like I've got a guy in Florida. I've got a couple guys that work in the gray market.
Hang on one second, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
One second,
yeah.
Buddy. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
So, so the vendors you deal with, are they like direct?
Some rep for like, you know, Omega, and typically I work with stores. Like, I'm not really interested in brand new stuff, only because the minute you scratch that, it's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What we do is like, I've got a buddy in the gray market here. He just gave me, you know, 10 watches. You know, it's about 100 grand and stuff. To play with and put on people's hands at our club meetings. So that's what I do. Like, if I know that you have a piece that you bought over the counter that's, you know, new used, pre-owned, I might have somebody for it. And what's great is
beautiful.
Instead of walking into the store, like there's a Cartier I just helped sell. It was a Cartier diver. The guy was in Florida. He had it, loved it, but I had a guy up here that came to one of the events. He's like, this is what I'm looking for. And it's just about connecting things. And we don't really monetize it. We're just, if I know somebody that has it, and I work with them, you know, like they send it to me on memo, and I, you know, show it, and that's why I don't want new. That's why I don't want new stuff.
Yeah,
but
okay,
it's all
good.
About access, you know. So I can,
yep.
You know, it's a lot different than trying something on, looking at it for 10 minutes, or eating dinner
yeah.
with it on. You know.
Yep.
Then you really
yep,
get
yep,
a feel
yep.
for, do I like it?
Good.
But, yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'll let him know for sure this week.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Enjoy the 4th. Are you doing anything fun?
It's only Tuesday.
Oh gosh, yes. As you go through, if there's anything you're missing, let me know.
Okay, and I'm gonna go through these and I'll let you know which ones they are too.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, buddy.
All right, talk to you soon.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye bye.